The what is the Pali word for letting go or relinquishment? Well, there's a few. Please spell that as well. There's a few different words that say like the that sometimes get tied into say the word letting go, so that like I brought up the phrase today, sambe dhamma nalang abhini vaisaya, sort of all dhammas are not to be clung to, so that not clinging, of course, is letting go. Abhini vaisaya, A-B-H-I-N-E-V-E-S-A-Y-A, abhini vaisaya, would be, or nalang, N-A-L-A-M. Nalang abhini vaisaya is a reference to that. Patinisaga, P-A-T-I-N-I-S-S-A-G-G-A, patinisaga, that is that directly means sort of relinquishment, letting go. Vosaga, V-O-S-S-A-G-G-A, is a relinquishment, particularly around the sense of self, letting go of the sense of self, the sense of I. So that those are that that quality of relinquishment is a patinisaka, vosaka. Those are very important concepts of relinquishment and letting go. And there's actually a series of it comes up in many suttas where the Buddha is outlining a course of practice, and then he said that practice is accompanied, each step of that practice is accompanied by sort of the reflection on, say, impermanence, or viveka, or solitude, and then dispassion, cessation, and culminating in relinquishment. And those are a series of talks, or say the anapanasati, that the cultivation of anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing, culminates in the reflections on impermanence, dispassion, cessation, relinquishment. And those are important terms for reflection. So is this relinquishment, letting go, is this the opposite of upadana? Yes, it would be. It'd be the opposite of that clinging. He said, if not, what is anupadana? I haven't seen anupadana, but I'm pretty weak when it comes to having any real knowledge of Pali language, and that it's more through association, and I haven't put any effort into learning Pali. I mean, you come across it in just technical terms here and there, and after many years of practice, and there's some terms that strike a chord and they stick in the memory.